Hello and welcome to episode number 26 of the Mental Health Marriage, The Cycles. This is a podcast for the spouses and partners of those who are mentally ill. I'm your host, and for the sake of my husband's anonymity, you can call me M. As the spouse of a man with bipolar 2, I will share my story, my struggles, and my insights with you, and also share conversations with people like you whose stories need to be heard. I hope to build a community where we can all laugh and cry together at the paradox and irony that mental illness can be, and help each other keep it together and thrive despite the major setbacks. I believe we create our futures and that we can make better lives for ourselves and our families. It's been quite a while since I released an episode, and I've been happy to see that there's still been new people finding the podcast and perhaps old listeners re-listening. But the main reason that I'm coming out with an episode today is because I have an exciting thing to announce. I'm going to be participating in a virtual mental health and marriage conference, and I want to invite all my listeners to attend. This is done in association with Mental Health Strong. One of my previous guests, Erin Ramachandran, is heading that up, and we are partnering with some pretty impressive people. We've got 5 or 6 main speakers. I'll tell you who they are. We've got Vernice Cooper. She's at LMFT, and she is the author of a really cool book, Vacate Victimville. Carla Downing, she's the author of Change My Relationship, and she has an organization called Change My Relationship as well, and she's also an LMFT. We've got me, who has the least amount of credentials of any of these people, but I do have life experience and experience talking with so many people through this podcast, so trying not to have too much imposter syndrome here, but I'm really honored that they've asked me to participate. We also have Reverend Dr. Sarah Griffith Lund. She is the author of Blessed Union, and she is a pastor and an advocate. Really impressive resume and definitely some deep life experience. We've got Brad and Donna Huffs, and they have support groups, and their organization is called Fresh Hope. And then, of course, there's Erin Ramachandran and her husband, Keith, and they are the co-founders of Mental Health Strong. So this is a pretty powerful group. And the whole theme around the conference is to give you solutions. It's interesting because we're dealing with chronic health conditions usually, and a solution definitely doesn't mean make it go away and never revisit this topic again. So you kind of have to reframe what a solution is, but I like to think of a solution in terms of tools. So there are many tools that I previously didn't know about that have made all the difference for me. And so this is teaching you what the tools are and how to use them. So my topic is going to be communication, which is sort of ironic right now, and I'll go into that later, but I do have some good things we're going to talk about. Someone's going to talk about boundaries, one of my very favorite words. We've also got self-care and treatment plan solutions, which is also huge. Connection. This is an important one, and I think this is one that would draw me to the conference right now, is connecting with your spouse emotionally, physically, even in the midst of a crisis. And then lastly, we have spiritual solutions. So connecting with something bigger than us, a higher power, however you define that. We have a lot of Christian emphasis in this conference, but it's definitely not only geared to that. So whether you are a person of faith or not, you're still going to be able to have many helpful tools here. And they're really striving to be inclusive in this conference, which I love. So the way that you can register for this event, it's only $25. I don't think they're charging enough for how much you're getting, but I'm not in charge of that. So, and you can also sign up and get a book. Like, you can get free books from these authors. So the best way to do that is to go to mentalhealthstrong.com, and they have a link right on the homepage. You can also go in the events. You may also send me an email, and I can send you the Eventbrite link directly. My email is mentalhealthmarriage@gmail.com. So yeah, there's many ways. It's going to be October 1st and 2nd. So the 2nd is the main event in the morning. That's a Saturday. So you can obviously learn more by visiting mentalhealthstrong.com. I will also just put that in the descriptor of this episode. So please reach out to me with questions. Invite people that you know that you think, I mean, I think any couple would benefit from this. It's like we all need therapy anyway, but obviously we need all the extra support we can get if somebody is dealing with a mental health crisis or just a chronic mental health condition that pops up sometimes and then goes away. And life is hard and we need all the tools and all the support that we can get. I've been feeling that personally. It's been a crazy year and a half, 2 years for everybody. I mean, the worldwide pandemic that changed life as we know it was a very jarring mental health event for pretty much everybody. And, you know, as a mother with children, I felt like a lot of the things that I did that were prioritizing myself kind of had to go out the window for the sheer sake of the survival of our family and making sure that we could all stay as healthy as we could. And then, as some of you know, I had a baby in August of 2020, which was so funny because we're like, yay, our life is stable. I think we're ready for a third kid. Then while I'm pregnant, pandemic happens. So I'm grateful because my little guy is now one. He's walking and he's adorable and we love him so much and he brings so much joy to our family. But it's like, I probably wouldn't have been brave enough to make that decision in the midst of the pandemic. So anyway, that is a life event that definitely is a stressor and can trigger depression or anxiety or whatever. And then we have been working towards a move for the past couple of years, and it finally happened this summer. And I'm thrilled because now it's crazy. I'm back in the same zip code that I grew up in. And I grew up in a beautiful place next to the mountains, and I have lifelong friends here that I've been able to spend tons of time with. So in a lot of ways, it's just been so like a dream come true that we've finally made it home. Yet, my husband started a new job. We uprooted our life and moved very quickly. And a lot of the burden of that fell on me to pack up the house, sell the house, find the new house, move into the new house. We had to live with my in-laws for about 5 weeks, which, bless their hearts, I mean, it's hard to live with other adults, and it was pretty rough. So that was a stressor. And then, yeah, just all these things, all the new pressure on my husband. He's definitely not at rock bottom, but he's not doing great right now. And so he's been very grumpy and not fun to be around, short with the kids. He falls asleep at 9:15 p.m., so we have absolutely zero alone time, which, you know, I guess isn't that bad because I'm completely exhausted at the end of every day too. But day after day, when that adds up and you haven't had a good conversation in a month, I start to feel kind of suffocated in a way, and then I start to feel resentful, and I can just feel all my old patterns of thinking coming up. And I feel the fight or flight mode kicking in. And a lot of these thoughts I haven't had in years, like, do I even want to be in this marriage? Is he a good partner for me? Like, a lot of these things are coming up that I thought that I had resolved. And I was like, man, I think I need to get myself back into therapy, which I'm definitely open to doing. And I think it might be a good time for that. But I had a really good conversation with a couple of my girlfriends yesterday, and they were so great. They called me out and were like, hang on. Like, the thoughts you're having are normal. You're definitely burned out. You need to recover from the stress of the move before you start thinking about making any major life decisions, or even before you start analyzing whether or not your marriage is good. And I was very relieved when they said that, because the rational part of my brain momentarily turned back on and I was able to say, yeah, okay, when you're in a crisis mode, when you're in a slump, that isn't the time to make major decisions. It's the time to repair and mend and heal, and then we can have those conversations if we need to later. I'm not saying that I need to avoid some of the resentment and the conflict that I feel, but I think self-care is the place to start. So I'm gonna go get a gym membership. I didn't have one because we moved. And if you've heard any of my episodes before, you know what a gym rat I kind of am. It's definitely where I blow off all my steam and it totally works. So I need to get back into my exercise routine. We need to get back into a routine, period. Just what does our new normal life look like? What are our new rituals as a couple? We kind of don't have any right now, and I feel that. So yeah, it's been rough. And the reason that I titled this episode The Cycle is because once I've been able to get my head even slightly out of the water that I feel like I'm drowning in, I do see the pattern. And luckily, even though there's parts that really suck about the pattern, I've been in this marriage long enough to know that they don't last forever and that we can come out the other side in a positive way. He can get to a healthier place. Like, he's still on his medications. He's going to the doctor. He's doing keto right now, which I hate, but I guess he really thinks that helps with his manic episodes, which he's definitely on right now. So, and then we also are just, once we kind of steady ourselves, get our sea legs back, we can start doing things that we both enjoy, which is the whole reason we moved back to this city. That's a bigger city. There's more opportunity of cultural things to go do. We're big concert goers, and we haven't been able to do that in years. So yeah, I just think there's a lot of things that will make life better in the future. And now is just recover from the bruises, cut each other a whole lot of slack. And that includes me. Like, I don't have to be the perfect wife right now. I can be ticked off at him, and that's allowed. 'Cause yeah, he's really hard to be around when he's low. He's not fun. It's hard too because, like, when he is himself and when he's, thriving and doing well, he's totally sexier. Like, now I'm just like, oh, not even attracted to you and you're grumpy, and that's a whole other slew of issues. But anyway, I didn't have a guest to come on today, and mostly the reason for doing this was to invite you and encourage you to come to this conference. I'm excited to be a part of it. Also super nervous, but I'm honored for the opportunity, and I know that there's so many of you out there that this could be a game changer for. And it's so affordable, so accessible since it's online. It's on a weekend, so it's just, there's really no reason for you not to give it a try. And so again, go to mentalhealthstrong.com, sign up, invite your friends. If you can get your spouse to go, good on you. And I just really hope we have a massive turnout for this because it's really, since it's the first one that Mental Health Strong is hosting, they really are just undercharging and trying to get as many people as they can. In the future, I imagine events like this will fill up. So take advantage of that. Thank you for continuing to support the podcast. There are lots of you on Patreon that have helped keep this podcast on the air, and we get new listeners every week. So thank you so much if you're a supporter. If you'd like to be a supporter, you can go to patreon.com/mentalhealthmarriage. You can contribute as little as $5 a month, which really just helps me pay for my podcasting service and keeping it on the air. And yeah, when things get settled, which we're getting closer, I would like to continue this podcast and have listeners and other people on as guests. I really do enjoy doing this and apologize that it's been so long. But yes, obviously, you will all understand it's family first and you got to take care of yourself first. And then when I'm thriving and there's time and energy left over, this is a place where I love to give back. So thanks to all of you who've helped me do that. Go to mentalhealthstrong.com and sign up for our Mental Health and Marriage Virtual Conference for October 2nd. All right, thanks for listening, and hopefully I'll hear from some of you soon.